Listener Production.
Good morning, David Dolan here. There's talk of an East Coast low potentially forming later this week. Either way, a major rain event is definitely on the forecast for the Hunter. The Bureau's predicting up to 110 mils from Thursday to Saturday. Canberra is defending the decision to use two separate jets to fly the PM, two of his ministers and their staff to the Hunter Valley for last week's solar panel announcement. Critics claim it's a grotesque use of taxpayers' dollars, but Chris Bowen says the Air Force advised them they couldn't fit on one plane.
Prime Minister has a large jet available to him. That would normally be what we take. The runway at Scone wasn't strong enough to take the large jet, so the Air Force recommended and took the decision for two small jets.
Crash investigators are continuing to probe a tragic accident at Currumbong over the long weekend. A two-seater ATV rolled on a fire trail on Sunday night. A 35-year-old man who was a passenger died at the scene while the 30-year-old driver is fighting for life in the John Hunter. Health officials are concerned about the impact of passive vaping on young people. The New South Wales Health Department has confirmed it'll investigate what effects secondhand vaping will have. Also today, five more packages of cocaine have mysteriously turned up along the New South Wales coastline, this time on Sydney's northern beaches. And house prices continue to surge. A typical home in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie now setting you back $916,000. Knights try-scoring machine Greg Marju is on track to make his return from a fractured wrist. After missing the last two games, the winger has confirmed he's set his sights on playing against the Roosters next week. And it can't come soon enough, with Newcastle scoring just 58 points so far this season. While after a starring role in his side's thrilling one-point win over Parramatta, Tigers teen sensation Lachlan Galvin has been offered a two-match ban for a hip drop tackle.